The item before you is the reimbursement resolution. We come before you every year with this item. It allows departments to expend on the projects prior to us issuing the bonds. There's two authorizations in here. One is for the general corporate purpose, the 53.6. The other one is related to the qualified energy conservation bonds. If the resolution is approved, it would allow departments to the bonds to be applied to expenditures that occurred 60 days before the adoption date. With the qualified energy conservation bonds, you don't get that 60-day period. It would authorize the day of the approval. So that's the differences between the two. But other than that, this is a standard reimbursement resolution that we bring forward to you every year.
Thank you, Ms. Bryant. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I offer Amendment 1 to Item 3 to add two be it further resolved clauses. The first be it resolved clause deleting Project WP 480 and reaffirming Project WP 063. The second one would essentially reaffirm that the project is eligible for future bond proceeds. This board unanimously, in an item just like this a year ago, this board unanimously included Project WP 063, which was the Estabrook Dam repair. If there's anyone wants any evidence of how the department hasn't gotten the job done, all you have to do is a little subtraction in the project numbers and find that since we originally approved this project, 417 other projects have been approved. I don't think you could find an example like that anywhere else where a project has been approved as many times as this one has, and yet it hasn't progressed. So I would appreciate member support in deleting what is an unfunded project. The removal project has $0 attached and will need to be funded with cash, which has not been identified. If we would adopt this amendment, that project would be deleted and we would return to the policy that this board has had for, this county has had for 5 years. I'd move approval.
Yes.
Supervisor Jersey,
I hadn't yet, but I'm happy to. I do have, I mean, this, I think item three is talking about the Office of the Controller looking for approval of its intent to reimburse itself.
I mean, if this is not approved, yet.
That's the intent of this resolution. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
And I don't know if you need to say anything else about that, but I don't know how the Estabrook Dam fits into the intent to reimburse ourselves.
Okay. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Well, sure, I can explain it. It's actually previously been approved in the same resolution last year when we issued the same intent. The idea is we have not yet drawn the bonds for the project, but we're incurring expenses for the project. And so in order for them to be eligible to be reimbursed, they have to be included in this list. So it actually already is, has been approved for reimbursement, which is why we've been spending on the Estabrook Dam repair project for years. This would just maintain that policy and would eliminate what has been this aberration since November that it appears as though we're not repairing the project, even though we have actually continued to incur expenses.
Mr. Chairman, could we ask what the expenses are that Supervisor Lipscomb is talking about? I mean, is this the Parks Department expending, and how much is it?
Mr. Maskey, did you hear the supervisor, Ms. Bryant, did you hear the supervisor's question?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, were you asking what expenditures have incurred so far on the Estabrook Dam repair?
I mean, that's a topic I think we're talking about, reimbursing ourselves for expenses. And that's the recommendation of the controller's office. And I'm trying to figure out how that fits in with the Estabrook Dam.
At this point, the last action by the board had the Estabrook Dam demolition project. That is not capital project that has funding right now and is not a bondable item. The previous project, there was work that was being done on that project. They are finishing up the expenditures that are relating to that repair project. They have about, I would say, about $86,000 or something like that that's left of work to be done. Other than that, there's the Estabrook Dam project, without this amendment, is not included in this reimbursement resolution because it's not a project that was a part of the 15 budget.
So if I accept that, bonding. Mr. Chairman, and I'm willing to do that, we're hearing $86,000 has been expended that we could reimburse ourselves for. But this particular amendment talks about the further result, okay, expenditure related shall be included in the list and be reimbursed. Also, the Estabrook Dam repair is reaffirmed. You know, and I'm somewhat sympathetic to Supervisor Lipscomb because, believe me, I do think sometimes the administration and some of the folks that are supposed to carry out policies of the board get involved in the politics of it. And I'm sympathetic to that argument. But this has been an unfortunate discussion with regard to the Estabrook Dam from the beginning, because we were, in a way, trying to backdoor the whole issue. So, you know, we start off talking about simple repairs, but we never get to the bigger issue if we're going to repair it and ultimately retain that dam. The bigger cost is down the road. And, you know, I know Parks Committee's had tremendous discussion on this, spent hours and hours. And if you want to open up that can of worms again and have that discussion, we could go on for hours here. And then ultimately take three cans to recap everything. So I'm sympathetic to the issue with regard to administration following policy, but in some ways we've not had a good policy discussion on it because of the way we've proceeded. So I'm not going to support this, and I guess I don't need to say anything further. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Ms. Ryan?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I did want to clarify one point. The $86,000 in expenditures for the repair project, that was covered by a previous reimbursement resolution. You had already adopted that. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, and just to follow up on that, I mean, I could perhaps support that, but this goes further.
Thank you, Supervisor. Controller Mansky?
The only thing that I think Ms. Bryan has already talked about this, but the reimbursement resolution would allow for, upon approval and signature by both the board and the county executive, would allow expenses to be reimbursed going 60 days backwards. Okay. So assuming, you know, February would allow back into the previous year, and in theory nobody would have started any expenditures till January 1st. QECBs, which are mainly for the transit buses, that is anything going forward from the date of approval. So February 2nd, I'm not sure when the board date is, but from the board date and from when the county exec would sign it, it would go forward from that date. So therefore, no expenditures can be incurred for the QECBs and be reimbursed until this is approved. Therefore, if there is any thing that happens to this, for example, if this is not passed today or whatever, or if this carries over into March or those types of things, then we would have to make certain that any projects that are currently going on, because the next time that the board would meet would be in March, mm-hmm. That anything that we would have to look at any projects and make sure that they are not incurring costs or the types of costs would have to be covered by cash or other types of things. So we would have to look to those items and work with the administration and A&E to look at any of those projects about the cancellation, temporary cancellation of any of those projects. So I wanted to make people aware of that, and if I describe that correctly.
Yes. Yeah. If their expenditure, if this isn't approved, if their expenditures that are incurred they would have to be cash financed, or you basically would have to tell departments to stop expending.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions on the amendment? The amendment is before us. Madam Coordinator, please call the roll on the amendment.
On FPA Amendment 1, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Jurczyk?
No.
Weddle?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman? 5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion that FPA Amendment Number 1 be approved prevails.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd move adoption as amended.
Supervisor Lipscomb moves adoption of the resolution for item 3 as amended. Madam Coordinator, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
No.
Weddle?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion that item number 3 be recommended for adoption as amended prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman.